It's been a challenge for small businesses to thrive and survive in these tough economic times. Most small businesses fail in their first 5 years, and that's important because industry analysts say that out of 20 million jobs created in the last 15 years, 2 out of 3 were created by small businesses. About 5 years ago, we visited a company named for its founder, Paul Reed Smith, who'd earned a reputation as a craftsman and manufacturer of fine guitars. Beautiful guitars, sexy guitars. He started with one employee in a workshop, himself. Today, there are 180 employees, and in 2001, Paul Reed Smith posted a 50% sales gain. Perhaps the sound of these numbers is as beautiful to the company as the sound of a guitar, here being tested at the end of his production line. Smith made his first guitar in college as an extra credit project. He's standing in the middle of his 25,000 square foot facility now, just off the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in Stevensville, Maryland. We're at the wood warehouse.
It's interesting, when you hit a stick, it either rings or it doesn't, and these are the woods typically through history that ring. I mean, they'll literally go ding and ring, or they won't. I'll pick one up right now and I'll show you that, okay?
Paul Reed Smith disappears among the piles of wood in the warehouse to look for samples. Mahogany, curly maple, East Indian rosewood, woods with ding he wants to show us. Last year, his company produced about 13,000 guitars, and the U.S. Small Business Administration named him Maryland Small Businessman of the Year. Craig Burris, publisher of SmartCEO.com, profiled Paul Reed Smith.
Here's a guy that started off just as a rock and roller in a bar, and Paul Reed Smith tinkered building guitars and became very good at it, became an artist. He then had to transform himself from being an artist at building guitars to an artist of building a business, and he has figured out how to make himself a very, very effective leader.
So here's a piece of rosewood, and you can hear it ring. And that's literally the way the wood sounds in its raw state.
In the 50s and 60s, guitar making was in a sort of golden age. Demand wasn't so huge that companies like Gibson and Fender couldn't handle it. Then the Beatles came to America in 1964, and everyone and his brother and sister wanted a guitar. Fender was purchased by CBS, Gibson by Norland. The art suffered with mass production. Brian Majeski, publisher of Music Trade magazine, says what Smith did was to pick up those old guitars from the 50s, take them apart, and study them.
Paul had taken these instrument parts and actually looked at them and saw that there were construction details and things that they did to make these guitars that really made them better musical instruments. And he incorporated this in his own line of product. And at a time when much of the U.S. guitar industry was in a state of disarray, Paul was coming out with these products that were amazing. But it also sort of spurred the whole industry, too.
With something like a guitar, craftsmanship has to be guaranteed. The assembly line is here at PRS, but the worker has the authority to stop it. In that way, this small business reminds some of its observers of a dot-com. Informal, creative, intense, and passionate. Bonnie Wright has been on the shop floor for a year and a half.
I'm a guitar player, so I appreciate what I do, and there cannot be, not even the size of a pinhole mistake, it will not pass.
John Leager worked for Black & Decker for 25 years. He's been at PRS for just a month.
What I've witnessed here, and it was immediate, some manufacturers have what's referred to as a receiving inspection department, and when goods are received, a purchase order is processed. Essentially, the goods are inspected and they go to production. That's not the case here. What I've observed here is everybody who touches a product is an inspector. I think everybody has the power of veto, and that's empowerment.
It's hard to say how much of the high-end guitar market PRS has cornered. High-end meaning, in this case, $3,000 to $25,000 per guitar. Last year, more than 2 million guitars were sold in the United States, half of them electric guitars. What can be established is that PRS holds an important part of that market. Guitars of great renown now appear with PRS guitars. Carlos Santana was the first one to give PRS an endorsement, but that was no accident. The company has routinely sent guitars to young rockers and told them, keep it, just play it on stage. And Mark Tremonti, the 29-year-old lead guitarist of the group Creed, became an ardent fan.
I probably have 30 of them.
30? You have 30?
Yeah.
Paul Reed Smith guitars?
I would say.
Furthermore, says Tremonti, he has the feeling he can get exactly what he wants.
See, I think people would be nervous to call Gibson and or call Fender and ask for a guitar, you know, but when I call PRS, I call Paul Reed Smith himself, and it's a very personable kind of place.
From the stylized silver birds on the fret to the cutaway of the guitar's neck, a guitar, if you think about it, is the sort of thing you can anthropomorphize. You're always cradling its body. For a factory, the culture here is gentle and nurturing, and industry leaders say that's part of its success. Paul Reed Smith.
People have left this place with stories like there were worms underneath their tires before they pulled out of the driveway and they moved them to the grass. Like, they get this weird feeling when they're here. And we've just started to talk about it as a group, because what people leave here feeling is that these instruments were loved. You know, and when the people buy them, when they get the emails, they say the same thing.
Today, Paul Reed Smith is at a juncture similar to that of Gibson and Fender years ago. Analysts say he's brought so much craftsmanship back into guitar making that he's helped usher it into its second golden age. But his task now will be to avoid the corporate pitfall of expanding that business and pushing the profit curve ahead of the passion. That's what people are going to be watching and listening for next. To see the artisans at PRS at work, look for photos on our website, npr.org.